Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join this conversation. We're going to get into some difficult, complicated stuff. Because J.D. Vance showed up at the 61st Annual Munich Security Conference, which is an annual conference that really focuses on international security policy. And of course, there is an ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. We have uncertainty in Gaza as to what comes next. And largely, everybody expected J.D. Vance to address what is going on in Ukraine. But that really wasn't the focus of his speech at all. No. J.D. Vance took the opportunity addressing most of the members of what I'm just going to refer to as the Western Alliance that stood up to Nazi Germany back in the 40s, and basically took them to task about their failings as democratic countries, small d, about their failure to protect free speech. All of this was about as capitulating and obsequious as you could imagine. And capitulating to whom? Obsequious to what set of interests? That's really the question. The nominal answer, the first blush answer, right, is that it is obsequiousness, it is agreement, it is knee-bending to Vladimir Putin and the neo-Nazi far-right movements that are basically seen in every Western European country and elsewhere. Former Soviet bloc countries that had established a fledgling democracy after the fall of the Soviet Union. They all have far-right movements. So he was explicitly, basically drawing a new alliance, a new alignment between the Trump administration and by extension the United States and Vladimir Putin and far-right neo-Nazi movements the world over. That is what he did. And he did this, I draw this conclusion, I'm not burying the punchline here at all, because the examples that he used to effectively scold and criticize this nation's most stalwart allies in Western Europe, his examples were all examples coming from the far right. And the manner in which he presented these issues was so selective, it requires a little Maggie Dawn fact-checking. So I figured, you know, we'll do that here together. We'll get into a discussion about what this means for us. Foreign policy often seems so far, so distant, both geographically and literally, but distant from our day-to-day lives. And yet there is a very clear through line between the actions of the Trump administration and an embrace of far-right ideology, as well as what we are seeing happening in real time in the U.S. Department of Justice and now in many other executive branch administrative agencies. We are now hearing that around 9 a.m. this morning, more resignations are coming out of the Department of Justice. Denise Chung, a respected head of the criminal division in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., abruptly resigned after refusing to carry out an unspecified directive from Trump appointees. Just minutes ago, a letter from 900-plus former federal prosecutors warns us Wisconsinites, us citizens of this country, of alarming decisions inside the Justice Department. There is a through line here. These are not disparate, separate events. So I'm going to get to the DOJ resignations. I'll share with you a bit of my experience as a government lawyer, as a clerk to a federal judge. But let's take a listen. This was one of J.D. Vance's like first hits. In his little speech, he talked about this election in Romania and made it seem like those that let's just listen to it because I'm not sure. I don't want to like give him more credit where it's not due. Let's take a listen.
Now, we're at the point, of course, that the situation has gotten so bad that this December, Romania straight up canceled the results of a presidential election based on the flimsy suspicions of an intelligence agency and enormous pressure from its continental neighbors. Now, as I understand it, the argument was that Russian disinformation had infected the Romanian elections. But I'd ask my European friends to have some perspective. You can believe it's wrong for Russia to buy social media advertisements to influence your elections. We certainly do. You can condemn it on the world stage even. But if your democracy can be destroyed with a few hundred thousand dollars of digital advertising from a foreign country, then it wasn't very strong to begin with.
I think that's two people clapping. By the way, did you catch this little part? You can believe it's wrong for Russia to buy social media advertisements to influence your elections. We certainly do. Well, then why don't you do something about it, JD? The meta point here that he's trying to make is that there were like evil forces conspiring to squelch a legitimate democratic election in Romania. All garbage. Its first round vote was annulled by Romania's highest constitutional court because there was caboodles of evidence that there weren't just, you know, a couple of ads bought by, you know, some Russian disinformation bots. That there was severe Russian meddling on behalf of the, far, far right, pro-Putin, anti-European candidate, Kalin Georgescu, who had gone from like a nobody, you know, like J.D. Vance, a nobody that nobody knew about. I digress. Gone from a nobody to the front runner in a matter of months. And there were five previously classified, now available reports detailing this aggressive Russian influence campaign to interfere in the election, to impact the outcome. Not just through advertising, but through cyber attacks. I'm going to pick up debunking J.D. Vance's baloney. We come back after these brief messages. We're going to dig into the rest of his speech. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What does all of this mean for you and your family? We discuss next here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.